Wednesday, the 2nd of September, the middle of the week, and the middle of the morning news cycle too, which is usually where the interesting texture is. No preamble this morning beyond this. What I read overnight has a shape to it that took me a while to name, and I want to walk you through four pieces before I try naming it. First up, OpenAI has said something no frontier lab has said out loud before. In an update published yesterday, the company concluded that Astra, its next model, meets the critical cybersecurity capability threshold defined in its own preparedness framework. That threshold is met when a model can either identify and develop working zero-day exploits across many hardened real-world systems without a person guiding each step, or devise and execute end-to-end novel attack strategies against hardened targets given nothing but a high-level goal. OpenAI now believes Astra clears that bar, and it is the first model the company has ever placed at that level. The evidence behind the designation is unusually specific. Astra scored a perfect 100% on Exploit Bench, the public benchmark for building exploits from already known vulnerabilities. Because a perfect score on a public benchmark invites contamination concerns, OpenAI built its own internal port containing 20 high-severity vulnerabilities in the V8 JavaScript engine that were disclosed only between June and August of this year. On that fresh set, Astra achieved much higher arbitrary code execution rates than GPT 5.6 saw, while spending far fewer output tokens. And during the evaluation, the model found and chained together two zero-day vulnerabilities that were not in the dataset at all. OpenAI says it is in the process of disclosing both to the maintainers. In expert-led testing against a hardened browser and a hardened operating system, Astra discovered previously unknown flaws and turned them into working exploit chains. It built a full browser compromise chain that escaped the sandbox and executed commands on the host machine, triggered simply by the browser opening an HTML file. It found multiple flaws in a hardened operating system and combined them into a privilege escalation chain, running from an unprivileged user all the way to root. What OpenAI did about it is the part I would sit with. The company delayed parts of Astra's development and release for several weeks while it built and tested protections, and it paused certain frontier training runs in the process. The safeguards cover two separate pathways. One is the obvious one, preventing a malicious person from using the model to write exploits or run attacks. The second is that a model with this capability profile could cause cyber harm on its own if misaligned, which means the company needs both a very high alignment standard and a second layer that can detect and contain unauthorized actions quickly. When Astra ships, its most advanced cybersecurity capabilities will be restricted to a group of testers first, with wider defensive access following. That is a policy document turning into a precedent in public with a model attached. Moving on to our second story and to a very different frontier. World Labs has released Atlas, and it is the most serious attempt yet at a general-purpose world model. Atlas is a multimodal autoregressive diffusion transformer, pre-trained from scratch to operate natively on text, images, video, and three-dimensional data, rather than starting from a video generator and bolting geometry on afterward. The central idea is what the team calls spatial context. Like a language model, Atlas encodes its inputs into a context and generates conditioned on that context. But every image in that context is anchored at a specific position in three-dimensional space. So when the model generates what comes next, it stays consistent with everything it has already seen and imagines outward from there. That single design choice is what lets one set of weights cover three tasks that normally require three specialist systems. For generation, Atlas takes 1 to 6 reference images, along with precise camera geometry, treated as a native input type rather than a text instruction, and produces up to a full minute of video at 1440 resolution along a camera path you design yourself. For reconstruction, it rebuilds real scenes from as few as one image or as many as a few dozen, producing both novel viewpoints and explicit three-dimensional output. And World Labs claims it beats models built specifically for three-dimensional reconstruction. They describe this as a major step toward solving novel view synthesis from sparse inputs, a problem that has been open in computer vision for decades. And for simulation, it models space and time from input video, which enables both dramatic video reframing and real-to-simulation workflows for robotics. Two details are worth your attention. The first is a dial I have not seen, stated this cleanly before. The more input images you give Atlas, the less it imagines. Feed it one image and it invents a plausible world. Feed it two or three, and you typically get a faithful reconstruction that puts a controllable position on a spectrum that has always forced a choice between generative plausibility and metric accuracy. The second is that you can place two entirely unrelated reference images at different points in the spatial context, and Atlas will synthesize a coherent world connecting them, inventing doorways and hallways and transitions that were never observed anywhere. That is structural work, not a conditioning trick. Ward Labs also says Atlas improves with training compute and that they expect the trend to hold, which is the claim that matters most if you are tracking whether world models follow the scaling behavior language models did. Access right now is by early access request. Third up, Anthropic released Claude Fable 5.1 and Claude Mythos 5.1. These are the same underlying model ship with two different safeguard configurations. Fable 5.1 is generally available. Mythos 5.1 is restricted to trusted access programs, with safeguards tuned specifically for cybersecurity and life sciences work. The headline number is Agentic Scientific Research. Fable 5.1 scores 52.6% on Terminal Bench Science 0.1, a benchmark that was announced only on the 27th of August. The comparisons are 24.7% for Fable 5, 29% for Opus 5, and 22.4% for GPT 5.6 Sol. Anthropic reports a standard error of roughly 3.5 to 4.5 points per model, and notes that its own harness reproduces the public leaderboard figures for the older models within noise. So the roughly twofold jump looks real, and it is the most substantive result in the release. The rest of the table is an ordinary generational step. Terminal Bench 4.0 moves to 55.8% for Fable and 60.9% for Mythos. Humanity's Last Exam reaches 60.9% with no tools and 65% with them. A business workflow benchmark nearly doubles. Anthropic also notes that these numbers were produced with production safeguards switched on, and that safeguard interventions zeroed out some tasks, which means the reported figures understate raw capability. Commercially, the more consequential changes are price and privacy. Fable 5.1 costs an estimated 25% less than Fable 5 for typical token build work, driven entirely by cheaper cache reads, with savings reaching roughly 45% on heavily agentic workloads where cached context dominates. Cognition said it is moving Devon's Opus 5 traffic over on launch day, specifically because that pricing change finally makes a Fable class model economical for code review. On safeguards, Anthropic says its newest cybersecurity filters produce 60% fewer false positives, partly because the model is now permitted to discover software vulnerabilities, though not to write exploits for them. Independent confirmation arrived the same day. Artificial analysis placed Fable 5.1 at the top of its intelligence index at 66, ahead of Opus 5 at 63, while also recording it as the most expensive model in the comparison set. And for our fourth and final story today, the United States Army has pushed its Titan program into production, awarding Palantir and Anduril a combined $192 million in delivery orders. Titan stands for Tactical Intelligence Targeting Access Node, and it is a mobile ground station whose job is to ingest sensor feeds from space, from high altitude, from aircraft, and from the ground, fuse them, and convert them into machine-generated target recommendations for long-range fires. The program has been in development for several years, since an original award of $178 million back in 2024, and officials have described it throughout as a game-changing capability. What matters now is that the description finally gets tested at scale. This is the clearest example in the American ground force of a machine learning system sitting directly inside the targeting chain rather than adjacent to it. It is not an analyst's dashboard. It is the node that turns raw multi-sensor data into nominations that feed artillery and precision fires. The vendor pairing is informative too. Palantir supplies the data integration and analytic layer that has been its core defense business for a decade, and Anduril supplies hardware and autonomy work, which puts two of the most prominent defense technology firms of this cycle on the same production program rather than in competition for it. And if you are tracking how fast military machine learning actually moves from demonstration into fielded equipment, production is the milestone that matters. Prototype stage defense systems have been abundant for years. Programs that survive into production with delivery orders against a program of record and a sustainment path behind them are rare. So what was this morning actually about? Every one of these four arrived with its gate described in the same breath as the capability. OpenAI told us what Astra can do and, in the same document, that most of it will be behind a testing program. Anthropic shipped one model twice, split by how much of it you are trusted with. World Labs put Atlas behind an access request. And Titan is the case where something finally finished passing through its gate and came out the other side as a production contract with two vendors and a delivery schedule. The gate has stopped being the thing that happens after the announcement. It has become part of what is announced. There are 134 items in the full digest this morning if you want the rest of it. I will be back tomorrow.